Infinite Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Infinite Footprint, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you, say, for the next hour or so. And we don't have a special guest tonight. However, I would like you to call in to the numbers on Station 2 if you'd like to make a comment or ask a question. That's what this show is all about bringing information to you and allowing you to participate, to share in that information, hopefully leading us to knowledge, which will lead us to the truth. Also, I want to stress that if you hear something that's conflicting with your belief system, in other words, if you're inside the box and you're sort of looking at everything as black and white, well, that's kind of what they want you to do. And what I'm asking you to do is not to believe what I'm saying, but do your own research, and you will find that you will start to see things in a different light. And as you do, you will start to see solutions present themselves and the possibility that we can create something different from what the dark side has planned for us. That said, I haven't really planned anything tonight yet. I'm going to let Spirit lead me, and particularly the Holy Spirit, and trust that a message will come through that's worth listening to. And some of what I'm probably going to say tonight is going to have to do with what comes out of my consciousness on the basis of research I've been doing. In fact, I have a major article coming out. Some of you who have listened regularly to the show know about this. The article is called The Three Stooges Go to Washington. And the first half of the first part, which is on one of the Stooges known as McCurley, will be coming out as we speak. It's already gone to press. And that will be out in the Idaho Observer this week. If you subscribe to the Observer, then you're set. You'll get a copy, and you'll be able to read it. Now, this will also be posted online, and several major research websites around the world have already asked if they could have permission to publish this on their site as well. So, expect to see it around the world in a very short time. This is quite revealing information which differs from what we're told about history. History, or his story, is intended to get us in the box, keep us in the box, and keep us from knowing what's actually going on behind the scenes. I could use the concept of war as an example. War, as we know it, as they teach it to us, and as they propagandize through our history books, through our education, through movies, through television programs, through news broadcasts, magazine articles, newspaper articles, and political speeches, are representative of two countries that don't get along. We presume, based on the early tribal days, the early tribal days of primitive mankind, as we're led to believe, man in his quest for fire would start war so that he could cook food and achieve warmth and even defend himself or attack others. Fire became an instrument of war, and then we came up with ways, or I should say mankind came up with ways to create fire through explosions and to create great destruction and great loss of life through explosions. which create a lot of fear, and the fear sort of keeps you inside the box. And so this potential to be attacked by someone from another country, from another land, always was kept in the forefront of our consciousness, so that we would eventually even create that reality, because our thoughts are very creative. What we focus our attention on becomes our reality in many ways. Although they don't like to tell us that specifically. What they like to do, what they prefer to do, and the method of preference, in other words, is to direct our consciousness where they would like our consciousness to be. And so we are told things about what countries are doing. In these times, it's the threat of nuclear war, and that such and such a country is trying to develop a nuclear weapon. Of course, never acknowledging the fact that we were the first country, and the only country, at least, in terms of what we've been told throughout history and our news and our media, that has actually bombed another country and caused great loss of life. That occurred at Hiroshima and Nagasaki during World War II, shortly before the conclusion of World War II. Investigative research has it that the Japanese had already offered a surrender before we dropped those bombs. However, the opportunity was there to wreak great havoc and actually cause types of destruction that go far beyond the loss of life, the loss of buildings and infrastructure, the damage to the planet, and the damage created to the space-time continuum. That is seldom, if ever, mentioned. And it's the essence of what happens when we go to war using all these high-tech weapons. Now, where we got these ideas for nuclear weapons, some say, well, the Germans were developing these, and so we had to beat them to the punch, so to speak. That's not necessarily true. In fact, much about Germany, Nazi Germany, has come out. In fact, Nazi Germany is alive and well in the United States today. And if you doubt that, then go to directlightproductions.com, look up articles, and read the article that begins with the words Deathbed Confessions. In fact, if you put those two words into a Google search engine, my article from April 19th, 2007, will appear first on Google. That article has been read by millions of people around the world, and it still applies today because the same players are talked about in that article. They're players in history today. They're the ones pulling some of the strings, not all of the strings, but they're some of the main actors, some of the main antagonists in the script, which we call history, world history. Now, since many of these war scenarios, these differences that we're told about, and the Cold War is a perfect example. We may have been at odds with Russia, but the reasons that our country, and when I say our country, I'm saying our government, may have been at odds with Russia is because of what was stolen during the war and who got what. There's a lot of jealousy, you know, and you hear the saying, there's no honor among thieves. The war, both World War I and World War II, were orchestrated, scripted by the central banks, particularly the Illuminati banksters, the big money bankers, such as the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan, and the Brown-Harriman brothers, and also, there were another group of bankers in Europe that did the same thing. Okay, you have the Krupps family that made an enormous amount of money. They were part of the Thule Society, and they had associations with the Rothschilds, who had associations with the Jesuits, who had associations with the Vatican, and basically all these countries did was murder, plunder, and steal gold, artwork, and other valuables, historical valuables. Some of the items that were stolen or sought after were religious items of great historical value. And so often these wars, which are described as conflicts between two countries, and more recent times, this is all of a sudden about camel jockeys that they like to call terrorists. The CIA creates a fictitious terrorist group, give it a name. They have a boogeyman, a leader, several other followers. They do business with these people, supplying them with cash, weapons, and technology, so that they can communicate with each other. It's not anything like what they present it as. And then we end up with a false flag event like 9/11/2001, where supposedly four airplanes were flown into various buildings or the ground in Pennsylvania, and there was great loss of life. There's no doubt that there was great loss of life because many people were killed inside these buildings. However, the way all of this has been presented to us in terms of airplanes or missiles or other types of technology is a totally different situation from what reality they would have us believe. Now, and from the truth, I might add. The media has been complicit. The media has been caught in numerous lies on the day of 9/11. It wasn't but a few minutes after the attacks on the World Trade Center, and it was being attributed to none other than Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden. Tim Osman was a CIA agent back in 1986. There was a documented meeting between Ralph Ulberg, Ted Gunderson, who was former supervisory special agent for the Los Angeles District of the FBI, Michael Reconosciuto, a computer programmer who had been brought there to consult about modifying the Stinger missiles so that they couldn't shoot down airplanes, they could only shoot down helicopters. And Reconosciuto ended up in jail to get him out of the way, to shut him up, to silence him. And there were other issues, such as Promise Software, that had been stolen by the Justice Department from Bill Hamilton's Inslaw Corporation in Washington, D.C. That's the background that led to, eventually, a story called Wantagate, a story that has sort of petered out in a way, and I think it's because Wantagate is a front for what is really going on, and it's no different from the front of the attacks on 9/11, that started the war, that started a bunch of bank robberies. And we're talking about gold theft in the amount in Iraq from the central bank of at least $100 trillion. Not to mention they took over the oil fields. There was talk and speculation of a very advanced technology that Saddam Hussein had uncovered. It was actually an ancient technology, but it would give Saddam the power to see into the future. And this technology was uncovered and was going to be put to use to be developed. And if anyone recalls, at the time we were drumming, beating the drums, drumming the cry to go to war and trying to get our so-called allies, Britain and France, into the picture, Britain and France were kind of leery about doing that. Why? Well, they happen to have been owed billions of dollars for much of the work that they were doing for Saddam Hussein, and they didn't want to put that business arrangement at any risk, especially financially. Now, I don't know all the details of what they had negotiated with Saddam, but they were digging in the ground. They were in the process of putting this technology to use, and the word got to the neocons, or the Zionists that run this country and are trying to take over the whole world. They've done it historically. Again, I've written about it, read about it in the Idaho Observer, April 19th of 2007. And you can go to directlightproductions.com and click on articles. The article is there. Wantagate is there, as well as the article that talks about how they brought, how they secreted members of the Illuminati banking cartels from Europe into the United States illegally through Ellis Island, and then how they stole Nikola Tesla's technology, stole his money, and now they're about to use the technology on us. And then the setup, the creation of Operation Paperclip, and the deathbed confessions of Otto Skorzeny, former Hitler bodyguard, assassin, and international spy. Now, Skorzeny had pictures. He had pictures of the Bush family, who he named correctly as the Scherfs. I did the research on the Scherf family. That's been verified, that that's accurate information. There may be a couple of facts in dispute. I can certainly, if anyone wants to challenge those facts, I can certainly come out with more. There's only so much room you have in a newspaper, unfortunately. It probably should go into a book. However, that said, these methods they use are all the same. There's nothing new about it. In fact, they are so arrogant and risk takers, we'll say, that they think that we're just too stupid to figure out what's going on. Well, maybe we are collectively, but there are some great researchers out there who have been doing similar research to what I've done, and they've helped me put pieces together. And at least when you have all this independent research going on, and it comes out on the internet, because they would not ever put it out on mainstream media because they're propagandized. They're part of the whole problem. Whether you would admit that or not, that's the truth. So, as any of us dig into their past, of course, we're going to find facts. How we find the facts is up to each one of us as researchers. You can do the same things. You can do exactly what I do, or Webster Tarpley, or John Coleman, or any of the authors out there. Alfred Weber is another one who have studied what's going on and really are serious about bringing the truth to people. Why do we take such risks? Why do we risk our lives for these worthless criminals? That's all they are, is criminals. Well, we have a God. We have a Savior who they are deathly afraid of, and these people are eventually going to have to pay for what they do. So if I die in the process of bringing the truth to you, then at least I know that I've done my mission. And I have no intention of committing suicide, like so many that have fallen by the wayside. They have ways of covering it up. They lie the same way they do about history, the same way they do about the economy, and about the food, and about your water, and about your health, and about your schooling, and about the banks, and the oil companies, and the pharmaceutical companies. They lie about everything, because in their minds, their motto is the end justifies the means. They have license to do whatever they choose. And what makes them so special is that they've sided with the devil, they've sided with Satan himself. That makes them special. Well, eventually they're going to have to answer to God. We're not even going to have to mess with it. They're going to have to answer to God. And so my message has been recently for people to repent, for people to seek God, to know God, and you seek him from your heart, not from your mind. But certainly you've got to have a clean mind, and you've got to come to point of responsibility, taking responsibility for the things that you have done in your life that would stop you from receiving God's mercy. These people will not receive God's mercy. I can guarantee you that. They will not. In fact, they're so bent, hell-bent on destroying this planet and all life related to this planet, that they figure, well, if we're going, we're going to take as many with us as we can. So that's the mindset of these folks, and you see it all around you. You see the chaos, you see the insanity. What do they put in front of you? Images of sex. They want to entice you into just thinking about sex, because Freud, when he put together the programming method, the propaganda machine, and the psychology behind all of the hoodwinking we call history and government, Freud had this propensity to focus on sex, that everything about mankind had to do with survival, and so his motivations were all about sex. So they created that for us, and there may be truth in that, at least in terms of brainwashing, it works. Because very carefully over time, they brainwash the public. They brainwash the youth in the 60s and the early 70s, and really, they're still doing it today. They're so brazen about sex now. It used to be that you couldn't say a word like crap on TV. And now they say just about any swear word you can imagine, as long as it happens at a certain time of day or night, or that it's a subscription, as long as you're paying for it, then you have the special privilege. They figure if you have the money to pay to hear someone swear or to watch murder or to witness sex acts on camera, then maybe you're intelligent enough not to show it to your kids. However, if the kids should happen to see it, it plays into their hand too, because they want the kids exposed to this. And they do it in the schools, and they hand out condoms and contraceptives in the schools. And I can remember when I was a young boy that a teacher got in trouble for giving one of my classmates an aspirin. Got in a lot of trouble. No, the nurse is supposed to do that. Only the nurse is a nurse is authorized to do that. But at home, my parents could do that. Now they tell us, you know, to make sure that you're okay to have sex, ask your doctor. I'm sorry, it's none of my doctor's business. In fact, I don't even have a doctor. That's how much confidence I have in the medical society these days. They're all a bunch of drug pushers, drug dealers. And if you get sick from the drugs that they peddle, then they have got more drugs to give you. Okay, so we're in this chaos, folks. I mean, is there anything about what I'm saying resonating with you right now at this moment? Think about this. We're going to take a short pause, and we'll be back after a couple of messages from some sponsors. Don't go away. You're listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com.
Idaho Observer, a monthly 24-page newspaper in its ninth year of addressing issues that affect all freedom-loving Americans, is one of the few remaining newspapers courageous enough to print the truth. Concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you? Subscribe today. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues, the Idaho Observer prints what you need to know to be a fully informed American. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
And we're back on Evident Footprints, and I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and it's nice to have you back here. If you just tuned in, you're listening to BBSRadio.com. You just heard a commercial for this wonderful product called hemp, and I happened to receive my shipment from Tom James, who was on my show recently, actually two nights, talking about the benefits of the hemp plant. And God himself put this plant on the planet for a variety of reasons. Number one, it is a remarkable way for us to replace certain elements that we're not getting in our food. For example, the omega-6 and the omega-3 antioxidants that you find in certain kinds of food are replaced or supplemented, and it's a very tasty food. I've got the seeds. In fact, as mentioned in the commercial, there is no THC, zero THC in this, so this is not a drug. Yet they are outlawing this plant from being grown federally, yet some states have passed laws in favor of creating hemp. Now, it can be used for clothing. It can be used as a replacement for cutting down trees. Trees play a very, very important role in the ecosystem of the planet, and the Amazon jungle is a perfect example. The destruction of the rainforest there have much to do with the ecology of the planet, with the life forms there, the planet's ability to heal itself and to clean the air, and just a whole myriad of things without going into all of it. Hemp is definitely a product that we can use in many, many ways. And I even got some hemp coffee, and it's interesting because this caffeine rush that you get from ordinary coffee doesn't seem to be there, and yet it has all the flavor of regular coffee. And I'm sure whatever benefit the hemp gives you is in that coffee as well. So I urge anyone listening, if you haven't responded to the ad that we just heard a few moments ago, give Tom James a call at hempusa.org. His number, again, is area code 908-691-2608. He's got hemp powder. He's got the hemp unsalted seeds, and also he's got the hulled seeds, which he calls the soft centers. They're really good, and I'm sure if you were going to do some baking or create some desserts, you could be very creative with this stuff and eat nutritionally. The food stores, Tom tells me, for at least 15 years, and with what's going on in the world and the games they're playing with our food, it's an alternative worth looking into. HempUSA.org, and they are a sponsor of Evident Footprints. Now, I was talking about this whole anomaly of war, this script that they write, and every so many years, we are in another war. In fact, if any of you who are old enough to remember, at the conclusion of World War II, they described it as the war to end all wars. And it didn't take too much longer, and they found their way into Korea. And a war started between North and South Korea. And, of course, the United States had to get in there because there's a lot of money to be made when you're at war. And one thing that should be noted is at the conclusion of World War II, and probably long before, the story that has come out is that the OSS, which became the CIA, brought 50,000 scientists over here. They brought, according to Otto Skorzeny, and I'm inclined to agree with him, at least 200,000 spies. And they were bringing these people over to spy in our country even long before World War I. It happened, it began happening with great proclivity, I would say, around the time period of 1892 onward. And so by the time World War I came around, our country had already been infiltrated by spies from all over the world. There were, and the story was that this is good, that America is the land of opportunity, and we're giving all these people a piece of the American dream. Well, all you have to do is stop for a moment and forget all that and look at where the American dream is today in 2008. Is it what we were told it was back then, now? All these people that came over here, definitely played a role in building this country. In fact, they made all these people into slaves in a way, didn't they? And if you're not feeling like a slave now, wait a month, wait 2 months, and see how much different you feel from May the 19th, May the 20th on the East Coast. Mark my words, wait 2 months if this planet still exists by then. Now, the people that they sent here were fleeing. Many people were refugees from oppression in the countries that suffered during World War I and again during World War II. And we brought Koreans here after they're still in Korea, so it's not like there's not a war going on. You just don't hear about what's happening, but you have to start asking some questions. Why? Why are we there? Really, why are we there? Well, the story is to prevent communist China from taking over Korea. But there's a bit of hypocrisy in that statement. If you study it all, if you do some research, because we're in hot water with China right now. We borrow money from China. We have been borrowing money from China for many, many years. Some say that China actually helped create the United States. They certainly came here and built our railroads, didn't they? They certainly put in many Chinese restaurants and theaters, and they brought their culture here. And of course, we can't forget the dry cleaners. So today, what is China? China has become Walmart here in the United States and Kmart and other companies that import Chinese goods. All of our manufacturing jobs have left the country, and we give China permission. Why is that? Why does this dangerous communist country that we're told about have preferred status in that we now are importing all of their products, just like the Rockefeller-backed Japanese did after World War II? Specifically with the invention of the transistor in the early 1960s. Think about the Sony Trinitron television. It was a box full of transistors. And many of the components in television sets back then were made of plastic, which comes from oil. Comes from the petroleum businesses that the Rockefellers controlled. So why these countries? Why? What role did Japan have in the war? What role did Korea have in the war? What role did China have in the war? You don't really hear a lot about China. China wasn't really our enemy, but they all of a sudden became this horrible communist country. We had communism in Russia, but they've preferred to soften it a bit and call it socialism. And then you had fascism in Germany, and they preferred to call that socialism, and sort of an industrial political type of socialism. Now, socialism in and of itself wouldn't be bad if it was an even playing field for everyone, but not as a slave state. Not as a slave state, it's not. Neither is capitalism. Look at what capitalism has done to the United States. They've taken it and just exported it. And then they import the goods that they're creating through slave labor. So the big charges that the Chinese are producing slave labor in the prisons and with children and all that means nothing, because the corporate fat cats here in America who move their countries to all these foreign move their companies, their big corporations, their mega corporations to foreign countries, don't have a problem producing the products they sell back to us after they've taken our jobs away at humongous prices for very, very low production costs. Very low. I'm told that in certain parts of Asia, the annual salary is somewhere between $200 and $250 per year. Of course, what dollar amount, what dollar value, what currency exchange rate are you talking about? The dollar's worthless right now. The dollar's negative value. It's just that they're kiting it, they're keeping it afloat. So what is it about China? What is it about Korea and Japan that we were so concerned about? Why was it so important for us to seize Philippines and have a base in the Philippines? Why do you think? And in light of all this money that Leo Wanta made destabilizing the Russian ruble, why do you think Putin is targeted to get $30 billion, so the story goes, or that the other countries that were involved in facilitating what they call participation in the laundering of all of this so-called Russian rubles that Wanta bought at discount rates and sold for up to face value back to the very Russians themselves. Beginning to see that whole story is nothing but a ruse covering up what's really going on, and that's the theft of the world's gold deposits. It's an orchestrated theft, and it bounces back and forth from country to country, and as they're discovering the gold, which Marcos had done, he had discovered much of the Hirohito gold, and that's what gave Marcos his power, is that he had the control of the gold. You had the Suharto gold, later became the Soekarno gold in Indonesia. And again, why was it so important for us to be in Cambodia and Laos and Vietnam? Besides the drugs, it had everything to do with that gold. That's why we were there. Because the Japanese had taken that gold and buried it. And since it was buried, and we had subdued the Japanese, at least they tell us we had, that's the way history was written, despite the fact that we were force-fed Japanese products until the economy of Japan became greater than that of the United States, thanks to the Rockefellers. Even to this day, they're doing business with David Rockefeller. And then you had J.P. Morgan. Now, J.P. Morgan is seldom mentioned, although he was a big player there, too. And he was probably the agent for the British Crown. So you have these so-called allies and these so-called enemies all doing business together while they're all on a wild goose hunt for what? For gold. Ultimately, that's the value in these currencies. Was there any difference between the Russian ruble and the Federal Reserve dollar? Absolutely not. The currency of preference for the oil cartel was the dollar. And then China all of a sudden decided that they were going to call the United States on all the debts and all the theft of monies, all the theft of the gold. And so now, recently, within the past couple of days, China has issued a demand that the United States pay up $35 trillion. You haven't heard a lick about that on the mainstream media. You haven't heard anything about it, not one word. They've got new Britney Spears stories coming out, more Madonna, just the same ridiculous stuff. Now, they'll show you pictures of the earthquake nonstop to focus your consciousness on fear and destruction and depression and every ill-willed feeling they can create. The media does its job. They've got it down to a science. I'm not saying that there wasn't an earthquake there, but do we really know the cause of the earthquake? Was it Mother Earth vomiting from all of the destruction and the killing that's going on the planet? Is it Earth, Mother Earth, responding to God's direction to produce or to end Sodom and Gomorrah, which is occurring all over the planet? The sex slave and the sex trade industry is alive and well in the Middle East. And they come here to the United States, Vegas or to Reno, Nevada, to pick up abducted children. Children that are abducted from your families are ending up in the Middle East, and you never hear from them again. And they create these websites like 1-800-THE-LOST, and they really care about following up on tips to locate these kids. Once in a while, they bring one forward. Once in a while, one is actually lost and hasn't been abducted like that. Or they've been abducted by the local pedophile and not by the government. But these stories about the pedophilia in the churches and in the government are true. And they've been covered up, and the same people participate. Happens to be a preference now for them to turn someone into a homosexual, to control them, to manipulate them. And all they're doing is demanding that others adhere to their own perversions, their own preferences. This is what you call government. And the current candidates that you have right now are just as involved in that as any of the other ones that ever were. My recent research on the McCain family led me to the fact that James Buchanan, the 15th president of the United States, was a homosexual and lived and had an affair with another congressman. It's amazing what comes up when you do a little bit of research. Of course, this was not in the history books. They couldn't tell you that, but now what are they promoting in the schools? They're promoting homosexuality in favor of allowing you to say a prayer to God. You're not allowed to honor God, but you're allowed to honor homosexuality and premarital sex and drugs and atheism. But to mention God in school, oh, you can go to prison for that. Is it not obvious to you what's going on here, folks? Is it not obvious? You put your trust in these people so blindly, and even when you turn on the television, you're putting your hands, you're putting your life in their hands, I mean to say. What's left of it? You're putting your consciousness at great risk. You might as well go out in the middle of the biggest freeway around and try to tap dance for 5 minutes during rush hour. Because that's what this system is doing to you. Little by little, it's doing that to you. They're killing us with the food, the water, the air, the drugs. And things that you can't even see, but that you can feel. Everyone knows something's wrong, but very few are willing to actually do anything about it. Those on the internet, they call those people the sheeple, because you act just like sheep when you don't do anything about it. Well, what can I do? I'm just one person. Well, just in this country alone, there's 300 million just one persons. Some of them are here legally and many illegally, but still, there's over 300 million I'm just one persons here in this country. We can't do anything about it. And I'm not telling you what to do. I think that's up to you. It comes up. It's important for each one of us individually and then collectively to take responsibility for allowing things to get to where they are right now. But they created it that way. They scripted it. And while you're busy eating your potato chips, drinking your beer, watching basketball, baseball, football, hockey, car racing, golf, watching people play cards on TV is now a sport. I guess you have to exercise your thumb. You do tiddlywinks or something like that to prepare for that as a sport. Everything is about getting your consciousness focused on luck, on winning, on losing, and being devoid of any morals whatsoever. That's what society is about today. Murder and war and devastation and corruption is played to the hilt on TV programs and movies. And people can't see what's really going on. They get so into the story that they're watching that they don't see the methods used. Yet they're the same methods that they use on us 24/7. But we're collectively asleep, and so we're dreaming, we're daydreaming and having a nightmare at the same time, and too stupid to recognize it because we think we're awake. You should see the look on people's faces when I point to the chemtrails in the sky and tell them what they are. You should see the look. Of course, many of you have seen the look. Some of you may be the ones that get that look. All I can say is that if we don't educate ourselves and we don't come to an individual consciousness where we repent and turn back to God and allow God to manifest within us, from within us, and then outside of us, a solution, it's over. It's a lost battle. But it's one that I will never quit, and I know many other talk show hosts and journalists and teachers and healers that will not give up. We're told that God loves us, and yet where do we see any demonstration of love on this planet outside of the perversions that they have on the internet? Is pornography the answer to love? Is a commercial about a drug that makes your penis grow large the answer to love? Is the color of your hair and the lipstick and the perfume and the clothes that you wear the answer to love? Is money the answer to love? A lot of people have a lot of money. More or have none, but a lot of people have a lot of money and they're not happy. All that money that David Rockefeller has never satisfied him. He's got an unquenchable thirst or lust for money. As do all the other central bankers, the Illuminati families that have to meet in secret and have secret meetings, because if we knew what they were talking about, if we knew what their plans were for us, we'd string them up with our shoestrings from the nearest light pole or tree limb. They know that. So they have to operate in secret. And while they do that, they come up with more ways to hoodwink you, to lie to you, to steal from you, and give you that Cheshire Cat grin that you're too stupid to even realize that you're paying for your own deaths. You're paying for your own death warrants you're writing your own obituary. And they'll gladly write it for you because they've got all your money. They've got your parents' money, your grandparents' money. They've everyone who's come before you, they've taken their money. And they start over with each new person that arrives on this planet. Yet what I know about life and what I know about the universe, we come here with the intention of changing that. And we're in a time now where it's our duty. We're at the time now where we're going to have to fess up to what we've allowed to happen individually and collectively and then come up with a solution. And we're not going to do it sitting on our rear ends. The mentality of, I can't just blame it on women, but it's mostly women that watch the soap operas. The gossip and the I have to know who slept with who and who betrayed who. These situations are so drilled into your subconscious that they become part of your everyday lives. And when you do some research and study how these families that they like to call themselves illuminated, how these families were created, you begin to see that it's all based upon lies, that they're not who they say they are, and they make mistakes because they're so brazenly arrogant and egotistical about what they do, actually just pure evil. They're so concerned about just pulling off whatever scam they have arrange for you, that they make mistakes. And anyone, it's like scientist Jim Murray said, if you have the eighth of the IQ of a moron, you can figure out what's going on. Why is it so many people can't figure out what's going on? I'm not calling you people morons, but that's a figure of speech that he came up with. If you have an eighth the intellect of a moron, or the IQ of a moron, you could figure out what's going on. Why are we so much in denial? Are we that much addicted to the drugs they feed us and to the toxins and the poisons? Or are we that consumed by their fear tactics? Have we lost the ability to reason? Has life become so meaningless to us that we care not about our children and their children, about leaving them some sort of legacy or something of value? And what about where we go? Have any of you that subscribe to the promise of another dimension and an afterlife, heaven? They like to tell you in the church. They like to talk about heaven while you're in hell. This is hell right here. And their lying faces and their hypocritical faces, they speak out of both sides of their mouth. I played music in clubs and nightclubs. For instance, inside a hotel. I remember years ago in Newark, Ohio, I played in a hotel. In the lounge, and they had a restaurant. It was a nice place. You know, there weren't a lot of drunks around until the evangelists who had rented a banquet room because their church had flooded came in with their girlfriends. They were condemning. This was hellfire and damnation preaching that I heard when we took our breaks and walked through the hall. I stopped in front of the doorway and watched this preacher work up the crowd with the music. Got them screaming and hollering, raising their hands in the air, jumping up and down, dancing, doing the Holy Ghost dance. Telling them that they were all sinners and they were going to go to hell unless they stopped smoking and they stopped drinking and they stopped fornicating. And then I saw everybody in the worship team go into the club, sit down, order drinks, pull out cigars, cigarettes, pipes, and did everything that they condemned their followers for not doing. The hypocrisy. And you've got worse running the major ministries. I almost said industries. It is an industry, actually. organized religion has become an industry. It's become another arm of the propaganda machine, run by the government, run by the Justice Department, run by the FBI, the CIA, on and on. While they're busy stealing your money, taking your money, and stealing the wealth of other countries in the world, murdering millions of people in the process. And not just with war. They do it with drugs, too. They do it with viruses and chemical weapons and biotech weapons and genetics. This goes on and on and on and on ad nauseum. But as long as you don't have to look at it, as long as you don't have to see the wizard behind the curtain, you know, not paying attention to it is going to save you. And I think of one of my listeners, and she knows I'm not attacking her or making fun, but when her husband said, just don't look at the chemtrails, as if that was going to make him go away, it sums it all up. Just don't look at the terrorists and they'll go away. Don't look at 9/11 and three skyscrapers falling in a matter of seconds. In less than 20 seconds, a total of 167 stories of skyscrapers fell. Well, let's say maybe it was a little longer than that. Maybe it was roughly 26 seconds, but in a matter of seconds, in less than half a minute, three of those buildings fell on 9/11. You can't see that they were brought down intentionally? Now, I've got a news story coming out. I haven't really talked much about 9/11. There are many others out there doing it, writing books about it, doing really heavy investigation, documentary films by the dozens. And some are quite good. There are scientists doing genuine research, debunking the 9/11 Commission's findings, debunking what the FAA came out with, debunking the position of our government. And they've even brought into that research supporting international involvement. But this is not terrorists. The terrorists are the government. And I'll be writing a piece. I've made some recent discoveries that you're going to find very interesting. Something more to throw into the pot, or the pot of stew, the 9/11 stew that we have. And Americans are short to remember things. We have short, short memories about lots of things. But you will see, I'm going to remind you of some of the things that happened in history in the recent article. Again, that article is called The Three Stooges Go to Washington. You can also order the Idaho Observer by calling area code 208-255-2307. It's a monthly newspaper. It's one of a handful of newspapers that's reporting the truth about anything that's going on in the world. And I'm grateful to Don Harkins and Ingrid Castle for the hard work that they do bringing all the information that I come up with into a cogent and a legible manner. It's overwhelming the amount of research you have to do to uncover the truth. But once you find it, then you or I or anyone who is actually studying this should improve our consciousness. We should rise to a higher consciousness with that information. And so the Observer is one way you can familiarize yourself with topics that are really nothing but propaganda in terms of how the mainstream media handles those topics. Vaccinations, for example. 9/11 is a big one, and what's going on with the political machines and the elections, the amount of fraud. People now are to the point where they're ready to pick their candidate, and they've already forgotten that we've had voter fraud in two past elections, point blank, the 2000 election and again the 2004 election, and many elections in between. But we don't dare challenge that. See, we have short memories, so they know that, and they just wait until you go back to sleep and forget. There's going to come a time very soon where you're not going to be able to go back to sleep. They will have figured that now you're ready to be taken out. And they'll ramp this up another notch until they create a little bit more fear, and then you'll be begging them for a solution. But their solution is going to be their solution, not yours. And still, many of you will not ever wake up to that fact. And you'll fall by the wayside and only have to come back to some reality again to learn this whole thing all over again from scratch. The ironic thing is that's exactly what they will have to do too. And there will be a handful of us that will move on to another dimension, to another consciousness, where we will create a life of peace and love and light and harmony. And that's exactly the opposite of what we have now. So I would suggest, if any of what I said makes any sense whatsoever, or if you have any problem realizing that it might be true, then do some research. Do your own homework. It's not up to me to do the homework for you. I'm just a messenger. I'm delivering a message. Many others are delivering a similar or the same message. Let's clean the wax out of our ears. Let's get the sleep out of our eyes. Let's open our hearts. Let's talk to God, raise our consciousness, and take our planet back. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff. Tomorrow's guest will be Pastor Matthew Stephen, and we'll be talking about some more prophecy, so be sure to tune into the show. In the meantime, peace, love, and light. I want to thank Seth Newsom for the sound and Don Newsom for making this Seth Hendrick. I'm thinking too fast. Thank Seth Hendrick for the sound and Don Newsom for making this show possible, and you all have a good night.
Details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.